As promised, we're joined right now by a pitcher for the New York Mets. He is an all-star for his career. He's 24-18. He's got an ERA, lifetime ERA of under 3. He was the 38th pick overall in 2010 out of Legacy High School in Mansfield, Texas. Opening day, St. Louis at New York, Thursday, 1:10 p.m. Eastern. And he is appearing today on behalf of Kingsford Charcoal to celebrate that opening day is back. Hashtag that. Noah Syndergaard is my guest. Noah, great to have you on the show. How are you?
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Good, bud. Great to have you on the show, Noah. You're going to make the opening day start for the second straight year. Let me ask you that first. Knowing the history and tradition, Noah, that goes into opening day, how much does it mean to you to be named the opening day starter, and especially for a franchise like the Mets?
You know, it's just it's really exciting. I'm pretty anxious for Thursday. It's just a great time to kick off the start of baseball season. Going to be an exciting 2018 season. I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, Noah, watching you on Saturday, you actually pulled off a rare feat. You got 13 outs in 4 innings and a stand-up triple. So which were you more pleased with, your pitching or your hitting, and how did it feel to leg that thing out?
Oh, definitely hitting, for sure. It was my first time getting some ABs in spring training, seeing some live pitching. But like, my timing was on point. I'm really looking forward to getting to hitting this year, actually. Just find it to be a lot of fun. But yeah, hitting a triple, especially with my speed, it's unheard of. But as soon as I hit it, I was thinking double the whole way. Then I heard the infielders start calling 4-4-4. So I'm like, I didn't even pick up the third base coach. I just ran straight through second base. And then all of a sudden, they start yelling 3-3-3. I'm like, crap, you couldn't just let me have this one. But luckily, I made it in standing up.
That's the best. Noah Syndergaard joining us. What a great story. Everybody was asking you about your health after last season. I know you've covered that, so let me ask you this instead. When you come to spring training this year, you're hitting triple digits out of the gate. So what were you looking to work on, or what were you looking to feel that would let you know that you were ready to let it rip come opening day?
You know, I was just really juiced in that first spring training game. Pitching against the defending World Series champions, and those guys are going to be good for a really long time. Like George Springer, Correa, Altuve, well, those guys are freaking studs. So, of course, I'm going to be a little amped to get that going. But in terms of things I was trying to work on, just getting real comfortable in the mound, just being aware of what my body's doing. I feel like I did a really good job at doing that. It was great to work with Dave this spring training. So I'm really looking forward to the time I get to spend with him.
Opening day coming up on Thursday. Of course, Noah, it's your first camp with Mickey Callaway as manager. In fact, it's his first camp as manager. So what was that experience like for you, and what's it been like having the new skipper in charge?
I think he's absolutely crushing it right now. Just the amount of demeanor and poise that he brings to a very hectic environment in New York City. Always very calm and confident, whether he's addressing the media or during our morning meetings. It's definitely when he's speaking, you stop and listen. So it's a lot of fun. I'm learning a lot, and it's great to have him as a manager.
Noah Syndergaard joining us for a few more moments. Now, you're a great follow on Twitter, and you were recently tweeting about the reports that the Arizona Diamondbacks are going to bring back the bullpen car. I got to ask, where do you come out on that, and would you like to see the Mets bring back theirs as well?
Absolutely. Anything right that brings more excitement to the game of baseball, adds more personality and flair to it, I think it's a great idea. And put in my application to be a driver, because last year I stole the Philly Fanatics four-wheeler, and I think I did a pretty good job at maneuvering that thing around.
My man, you're ahead of me. I was going to ask you, you are a starting pitcher, but if you had the option, would you rather drive or ride in that car? But you answered that. Now, Noah, the Rangers announced yesterday they had signed Bartolo Colon. I've got thoughts on this that I want to get to later on, but since I have you, I got to ask you. They expect him to start for them on April 2nd. You and Bart got to spend some time together when he was with the Mets. What was he like as a teammate?
Oh, he's a great teammate. He doesn't really say a whole lot, but he does love pulling jokes. He always has this giant foam roller that he has next to him, and if there's any dull moments or quiet moments in the clubhouse, he'll just go up behind somebody and just bash that thing on a table or a couch, and it makes the loudest noise. And it's pretty funny to watch people's reaction. Unless, of course, it's on you, and it's not all that funny. But it's great just being able to go out, just, you know, to watch the ageless wonder do what he does best in terms of, I mean, he doesn't throw as hard as he used to. I mean, back in the day, I mean, he was pumping 100-mile-an-hour sinkers, and now he's just flipping them in there at 86 and still making guys look just as stupid. And, I mean, when I played with him in 2015, 2016, he would still hump it up to 94, so that's pretty impressive to see. And just the amount of fun that he has when he goes out there. He's 43, maybe? I can't remember what his age is, but he goes out there like he's just having a blast.
21 Major League seasons in. This guy is a professional, to say the least. 44 years of age, 21 years in. Now, Noah, you're working with Kings for Charcoal and the Opening Day is Back campaign. What is your recommendation then to fans when it comes to Opening Day on Thursday? And what's the work you're doing with those folks?
You know, we're really encouraging people to just take the day off of work and come out and fire up those barbecues and enjoy Opening Day, because it's a great time for all of us to gather and enjoy some baseball, America's greatest pastime. So, yeah.
Opening Day is Back. Go ahead and hashtag that. You know, one last thought before you go. Because I'm involved in thoroughbred racing, you have the honor of a horse being named after you. Have you met the horse? Have you seen the horse run? Or is that really neither here nor there and you really don't care very much about it?
I have, yeah. I've actually met the horse. It was a couple years ago. I'm not even sure what racetrack it was at. But fortunately, he lost. He came in second place. But we're still rooting for him.
Hey, man, you know how it is. It's like anything else in sports, Noah. There are good seconds and there are bad seconds, but that's not such a bad thing. That's a good horse. Noah Syndergaard, my guest. Noah, really good to have you on the show. Thanks for spending time. I'm glad we could finally run you down. Good luck on Thursday.
Thank you.
Noah Syndergaard, Mets pitcher, All-Star, Opening Day starter. Great follow on Twitter.